Now it's time for Pause for Thought. I'm Rabbi Jeff Berger of the Rambam Sephardi Synagogue of Elstree and Borm Wood. There is a folk tradition in Judaism that in every generation, the world is sustained by the good works of 36 righteous individuals. Were it not for their presence, humanity might destroy itself. The only twiddle is that we often have no idea who these hidden personalities are. Anyone who has lost a loved one at an early age knows the importance of receiving support in times of grief. What most don't know is that studies show those who've suffered such a loss are more inclined to become great leaders and role models, in part because they understand the importance of compassion and empathy. My sister-in-law in Atlanta, Georgia, has known more than her share of sadness, and yet is one of the most amazing people we know. Having lost her father as a child, and then her mother as an adult to cancer, she's not unfamiliar with the lonely corridors of hospitals and hospices. And yet, you couldn't find anyone more devoted to kindness and charitable causes than she. Whether it's for pancreatic cancer research, for a local nursing home, or a council, her energies are dedicated to so many people so unselfishly it defies the imagination. While many of us find it frightening and awkward to visit a hospital, Beth sees beyond the obvious into something deeper. She senses the person, not the patient, feels their anxiety, and empathizes on instinct rather than trying to avoid their gaze. When it came to my mother's passing in the summer of 2016, Beth was there organizing the care rota, conferring with the nursing staff, and spending hours by Mum's bedside. The Bible teaches us we should do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Whether Beth is one of those 36 hidden righteous people or not, the angels must adore my sister-in-law, applauding her for spending her days in more acts of kindness than the rest of us can keep track of.